Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, radio audience, Christian friends, fellow members of the Lord's Church, the Church of Christ, is now conducting its worldwide radio gospel broadcast for tonight. We're so glad to be back on the air and broadcasting to people around the world, both on this radio phone call, as well as those who are tuning in on our website, our internet website location. We're glad to have you. We want you to know that tonight, as always, we have a presentation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our desire is to inform and to preach to men the word of God, which is able to save their souls. We are ministers of the gospel of Christ. We are not the Savior. Jesus saves. Jesus saves by the truth.
Amen.
All we can teach is the truth, the word of God. We teach the truth. We teach the whole truth.
Amen.
We teach the plain and naked truth. Nothing but the truth. We're not here to tell you our opinions, but we're here to tell you what the word of God and the will of God is for all who would be saved.
Amen.
We're not here to talk about politics tonight. We'll answer your Bible question if you have one. If you desire an answer to any question of faith or doctrine, and you wish to know what the Bible's answer is, we are here to provide you with that answer by the word of God. We're not interested in teaching opinions of men, doctrines of men, or our own opinion, but rather we want to speak truth to you, our neighbor in life.
Amen.
God is not willing that any soul perish and go to hell. But God is long-suffering. He is patient. He is hoping and willing that all will come to repentance.
Amen.
It's necessary, ladies and gentlemen, that we as creatures of humanity, full of sinful lust, recognize that we must repent of those sinful lusts and the deeds that we have performed through deception of Satan, and accept the written, revealed word and will of God. God wants you to be saved, but there's something that you got to do. You got to want to be saved. Tonight, we're looking for those who want to be saved, who want to know the truth, who want to obey the truth, who want to serve God in sincerity and truth.
Yes.
God is not saving bodies. God is saving souls.
That's it.
God created man in his own image.
Amen.
What is the image of God? God is spirit. John chapter 4. Verse 24, man has a spirit nature and existence. It's called the soul of man. And God wants to save our souls from sin and eternal damnation. So tonight, ladies and gentlemen, those of you who have tuned in, we want you to listen and we want you to participate in this preaching tonight. As a listener, we want you to develop the faith of the truth.
Man.
As we speak truth, all you have to do is believe it. You hear it, then you believe it.
That's it.
If you believe it, you must change your mind. You must repent from your heart of faith and turn away from everything that is against the truth and accept and obey the truth.
Amen.
That's repentance, ladies and gentlemen. And following that, you must be willing to confess your faith in God, your faith in Jesus Christ, who is the living God and the Savior of the souls of all men who obey him. First Timothy chapter 4 and verse 10. Then you must be willing to submit to baptism in water for the remission of your sins. Baptism according to the gospel, the truth of God. Acts 2:38, Acts 8:38, Romans chapter 6, verses 3 and 4, Galatians chapter 3 and verse 26, 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 21. Baptism puts you into Christ. Once you're in Christ, you are to walk in the holiness and fear of the Lord. We are to live a faithful Christian life.
That's it.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, this is our desire tonight, to communicate to you words of the Lord that will further encourage you to the obedience of faith to the gospel. But as we begin tonight, let's take pause for 1 minute. We're going to go to our Heavenly Father and pray for blessing and give thanks for this broadcast tonight. Let us pray. Righteous God, Holy Father, it is once and again that your servants, your men servants, your ministers of truth have come together tonight in this global broadcast, and we have those around the world who are a part of it, participating in the hearing and listening to the broadcast. And we're thankful to you, dear God, because you have allowed us to come together one more time. You have enabled us as capable ministers of Jesus Christ to be able to present audience tonight your word, your truth, your gospel of salvation.
That's it.
Heavenly Father, bless. Bless us. Bless the message tonight. Bless the heart of the honest and the sincere, that they might receive and obey the truth before the everlasting and eternally too late.
That's right.
Thank you, dear God, for all that you do, because according to Acts chapter 17 and verse 28, you are the God who created all things, and you provide all things, all of us. Therefore, being our creator and our provident God, we are thankful for all of life's blessings, especially for the right to the tree of eternal life through Jesus Christ and his sacrifice on the cross. As you worship tonight, we pray that all that we do and say will be pleasing and acceptable to thee. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, I now turn this broadcast over to my co-minister, Brother James Johnson, who shall bring a beginning message of the gospel for your hearing tonight. We also want to note that we have Brother Lewis Parker Jr., a minister of the Church of Christ, Dickinson, Texas, USA. Brother Lewis Parker IV is also on the panel tonight, and he is a minister of the Darien Loop Church of Christ out of Houston, Texas, USA. And the Darien Loop congregation sponsors and provides the financial means for this broadcast each week. And we welcome you. We thank them for the love of the truth and the love of the souls of men, so that we are able to preach to men and women around the world. Also, yours truly, Brother Leroy Williams, along with Brother James Johnson, we are the ministers of the Parr Addition Church of Christ in Wharton, Texas. For those of you who have a question tonight, we present to you Brother Ryan Brown, who is a minister and member of the Church of Christ in Texas City, Texas, USA. And if you desire to ask a question during our broadcast, feel free to interrupt by pushing the number one on your telephone keypad. If you're on the phone, push number one on your telephone keypad, and Brother Brown will graciously cue you into this call where you can ask your question so that we might give you that Bible answer that you're looking for. So, again, I now turn the broadcast over to my co-minister, Brother James Johnson, minister of the Tar Edition Church of Christ in Wharton, Texas, USA. Brother Johnson, you have the floor.
I want to thank Brother William for that presentation, free presentation. As God has blessed us to be able to do this, you know, men don't realize how blessed they are on a daily basis.
Amen.
We wake up in the morning, and, you know, I wonder what goes through man's mind sometimes.
Well,
you can't be sure of what man's thinking, but you hope he's thinking the right thing.
Yes.
Amen.
I can say this about God. God is good.
Amen.
I don't say that to surprise a man, because a man knows, even the sinner know that.
Yeah.
I talk to some sinners and they say, oh, yeah, man, you know God is good.
Amen.
You woke me up this morning. You know,
yeah.
That make them feel good when they can say that.
It's a good thing.
You know what? I learned something about people. As you get to talking about the Word of God from the Bible point of view, then you got a problem.
All right.
Men don't want to hear solid foundation of the truth. Now, we can talk about God, but don't get to the point where you try to convince me to come out of what I am, and then I turn towards God. Because I know there's some steps I got to do to get right with God.
Amen.
A lot of folks know. They don't want to do it because they figure that they letting their mama and their daddy and their brothers and sisters down if they already passed on. But let me tell you something. It ain't about your mama and your daddy and your brother and your sister and anybody on earth. It's about what God already said.
Amen.
And if we do it what he says, we can be saved.
Amen.
You see, a lot of folks are dying so fast now. One of the entertainers of the world, you don't know what to do now, Brother William. Aretha Franklin. Don't know what to do now. Oh, we can sing Hollywood to death. But now she's on hospice now.
Yes.
She ain't got long.
No.
See, you see, 76 years we should have been doing something. Let me tell you something. 76 years or 100 years is nothing in God's eyesight.
Amen.
You should be getting ready if you want to go to heaven.
Amen.
You see, we want to think of a number like this. Well, I'm going to get 100 years old, Brother William. The other day they showed a woman that was 107 years old. But my question is she ready for God if she died tonight?
Amen.
You see, we can be 107 or 117. If we're not ready for God, we're not going to heaven.
That's it.
Sin is what blocks out everything.
Yeah.
The Bible says in Romans 3 and verse 23, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. He didn't leave nobody out.
None.
So that means we go way back to Adam. He's the first one starting it out, him and his wife. So we know that sin is what's destroying the nation now. The Bible tells me in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life.
None.
Jesus Christ our
Amen.
Lord. You see, we got to know what we're standing at. Because we don't know when that time going to click and say, your turn to go.
All right.
We don't know when Jesus is going to send the death angel and knock at the door.
Amen.
But I tell anybody, if he in Christ, he better stay in Christ.
Be faithful.
Amen. You see, if we're not in Christ, Brother William, we're going to hell anyway. Just saying it like it is. If you're not in Christ, you're going to hell anyway. So ain't no sense to talk about I belong to this church and I belong to that church. That's not the issue. The issue is you in Christ.
Amen.
That's the issue right there, Brother Parker. If you're not in Christ, you can be all the religious person in the world. You can do all the good in the world. You can follow all kind of things in the world. But if you're not in Christ, you're still going to hell.
Amen.
You see, we got this bad saying. Well, I do this and I do that. That means I do good and I do this good and that good. But that is not what the Bible teaching right there. The Bible tells me I first got to make the first priority, and that is to get in Christ Jesus. On the day of Pentecost, all of those folks might have been climbing the crowd good, Brother William, but none of them were saved.
Amen.
All of them were saved, Peter would have to preach the gospel to them. Peter and the 11 brought the first gospel sermon, and everybody that was not a member of the Church of Christ had to repent and be baptized.
Amen.
That's what we're talking about. You see, we want to base our lifestyle on good people. We want to base our lifestyle on, I can do this, Brother William, and I can do that.
Yeah.
And what God said. God put the plan in the book, and if we don't go by the book, ain't no other plan coming.
Amen.
You see, we got it all messed up. We want to do our thing, as we call it. The Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 10, beginning at verse 1, he said, brethren, I pray for Israel that they might be saved. They have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about establishing their own righteousness and not the righteousness of God. You see, a lot of these congregations, quote-unquote churches, Baptist, Methodist, Catholic, Jehovah Witness, they're going about establishing their own righteousness.
Yes.
They're not establishing the righteousness of God.
Amen.
Why? Because they don't believe what God says. So I go out and establish what I want. And I don't care what you say, Brother Johnson, Brother Parker, Brother William, Brother Brown, Brother Parker the Fourth, Horace Robinson. We don't care what you say. We're going to establish what we want. And that's the way they set it up.
Yep.
They know the Church of Christ is in the book. You can't tell me somebody hasn't read it. But they don't want to believe that. See, they want to take the word church, the word churches of Christ, and say it means all denominations. That's not what the book's talking about.
Amen.
You see, while we fail that, we're going to have to stop this mess because it's going too far.
Yeah.
We let folks get by. Well, you know, maybe he's right. No, he ain't right. He's still wrong. Because if you read the next verse, the Apostle Paul talks about that. We read verse 16, we read verse 17 and 18.
Yeah.
We got brothers in the church won't even do it right.
Mm-hmm.
You see, what I'm trying to tell you, we got to get it right down here. Boy, is death so around us, Brother William, is unmerciful how we seeing it now. Oh, God, just let things happen just to let us see. Bridges falling, people riding the car before they cross the sea.
Yeah.
A whole bridge fell in and killed over 20-some people.
Wow.
And still they found some, maybe more than 20. But they counted 20, but it may be more, they say.
Oh,
we don't know why we headed, Brother William, but we don't get in Christ. I know why we headed. We headed for hell, Brother Parker.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's all we headed. Look at America. She's folding up.
Yeah.
She's closing down. We think we're going somewhere. We're not going nowhere.
Amen.
We got to tell the people the truth. We got to tell them the truth.
Amen.
When we step in that pulpit on Sunday morning, we got to tell them about thus said the Lord and who does the saving. Jesus Christ does the saving. Not you, not me, not Brother William, not Brother Parker before. Nobody on planet Earth does no saving. We preach the word of God. It's up to you to step out on faith and get it right before you leave here. Oh, I can see it now. Oh, I done made Hollywood famous. But now I'm finna go myself. Oh, Leroy, it's sad. I done made all the money, Leroy, But now I got to give it all up.
Yeah, you got to leave it. I got to leave it now.
I can't take it with me, Brother Parker. Call it a soul, but she can't take it with her. I'm Detroit, Michigan. That's where I'm from. Okay. I know about a lot of men. Right there in Detroit. Richard Franklin, just like I was, the Detroit, Michigan. Oh, I was crying now. All the stars gathering around, but it won't save us soul.
Nope.
Amen.
Daddy name was, quote unquote, called him Reverend Franklin. C.L. Reverend Franklin. That's not in God's word.
Amen.
He still was lost. Her mother was lost. They were all bastards. I tell you what they were.
And if she
don't make it, she ain't going either. We gotta let go of those names and come to Christ today.
Amen.
Gotta let it go, brother. We can't hold on to something that's not right.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus died for the church. What church? He died for me and you. He gave me and you the Holy Spirit, not a building.
Nope.
Amen.
We got a lot of folks hung up on this now. We need to get it straight. We're gonna get it straight tonight. You are the church, and the church worships God. We don't go to church. We are the church. How can you go to yourself?
All right.
It's impossible.
Amen.
We are the church.
Amen.
We make up the church. Let me show you an example. And Jesus put it right in the book. In Matthew 18 and verse 20, he said, where there's two or three gathered in my name, I'm in the midst.
That's right.
Amen. That's what Jesus said. Now, I want to know, can anybody else say that besides what Jesus said? They can't say it, Brother Will. They're not in Christ. And the Bible tells me in Matthew 6:33, the 61st, the kingdom of God and all his righteousness shall be added unto thee. We don't want to seek that either. We want to seek the world goods and think we're going somewhere. The Bible says you come here with nothing and you're going to leave with nothing.
That's right.
Job chapter 1, verse 21 and 22. I came from my mother's womb naked and I'm going back naked. When the big long pick you up, you don't have no clothes on. Got to bring you some clothes. Or you got to give you some more to lay you in a cap. Come on now, help me out. You know the Bible is right. And we still sit up here and dally and dilly dally with the Bible. Let me tell you something. God is at work. God's not playing. You know, we got this bad. You know, oh, God, long suffering. Well, I begin to agree with God on something. And I know he's right. God says, okay, you said I'm long suffering. I'm going to tell you what death is all about. I'll take you out. Now, what you going to do now? You better get right before I come to you. I send my death angel at you. You're getting up out of here, whether you're in Christ or out of Christ. If you're in Christ, you got a name. If you're out of Christ, then you got hell on your hand.
Amen.
God is mocked. The Bible says, whatsoever you sow it, that shall you also reap.
Amen.
If you reap the life everlasting, you get that. But if you reap the life unneverlasting, you in trouble because you ain't got no hope.
Yeah.
Oh, you ain't got no hope on the outside. I don't care how good you is. I don't care how much money you give. I don't care how much you do this or that. If you're not in Christ, you can't go to heaven. And that's been proven by the Bible.
Amen.
God is not playing with us. We think we're so smart. We think we're so computerized. Oh, we can put all the Bible scriptures on computers. Oh, I put it up no more, Brother William, from the book. All I got to punch in the key and all the Bible to show up. But guess what? God, I got you there, too. Because what is there on the computer is in the Bible.
Amen. Hello? Same thing.
Did God that man change it? No. It's the same thing. I can punch anything on that computer from the Bible, starting with Genesis, the first chapter, all the way to Revelation 22. And guess what? The Bible going to still read the same thing. It ain't going to change. Oh, hello.
Amen.
The Bible still reads the same. God knows what he's doing. He said, I'm going to let man go ahead on and let him do what he's going to do. He said, but I got something for him. He said, but he can't control life and death.
No.
God won't let that to him. Talk to me.
Amen.
He won't let him do that. Why? Oh, man, got all kind of medical science. He can make medicine to do this for the heart and all that. But guess what? He can't do nothing.
All right.
Oh, he can't do nothing with that. Ah, that doctor, brother. I said, since you so educated now, so smart, how about saving the spirit? Look at you like you're an idiot now. I did that back there in El Capo. Yeah. Dr. Hill looked at me. He couldn't say a word, Brother Parker. He just looked at me. I got you right now. I said, God is in control. You ain't got nothing to talk about. And I showed him back to scripture. Romans 8 chapter.
Man.
I dropped that Romans 8 chapter. He was strong, Brother Williams. He couldn't do nothing but stand there and pray. I said, let me tell you something. You want about me dying. So you fall dead right here. What's going to happen to you? He want me to put the oxygen on you. He couldn't even answer my question, Brother Wick. I know he ain't smart enough. He ain't smart enough to do what he got to do. I said, somebody got to give you some oxygen. What you going to do?
Yeah.
He stopped questioning me so much. He said, I didn't think that the way it was. Oh, yeah. We don't think that way. We think opposite of what God says is true in reality.
All right. Amen.
God says something, we get an attitude. God still says, get it right.
Yeah.
Be sure your sins will find you out. Numbers 32 and 23. Your own sins will find you out and tell you you're guilty.
Amen.
Oh, you ain't getting away with it. You see, the Bible tells us these things, and we just sit up and think we're so smart. We think we're so intelligent. Oh, we can't be told nothing. Oh, God got something for you. Oh, gosh, I got something for you.
Nah.
You ain't going to want it. Uh-huh. See, God, I can take you out. I can take, you know, God's so good and so powerful, but he can take you out and he can bring you back if he wants to. Huh? Can the devil do that? You can't do it, can he? You pin on Satan and see where you're headed. If you ain't headed to hell, I ain't sitting in a wheelchair. Huh?
Amen.
You see what I'm saying? See, we justify our life around Satan, and Satan sits up there laughing at you when you fall into hell. Oh, I got you now.
Yeah.
You can't run now. Oh, you should have listened to God when he told you to get it right.
Amen.
You should have been running to God. You know, we're so crazy, brother. We'll run from God.
From God.
We'll run from it. Instead of running to it, we run from it.
All right.
God said, don't practice sin. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, just give me a little more time. You know, we got it bad now. This is getting worse and worse, Brother. We got it bad, Brother Parker. We tell the Lord,
amen.
Just give me a little more time, Lord. Who is you?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to tell the Lord to give you a little more time. You should be ready.
Amen.
A little more time for life. God called you to life. You ought to be ready.
Amen.
God, give me a little more time. A little more time for what? To see him.
Mm.
That's all you're going to do.
All right.
You're not going to get ready for God. Well, I tell you, I'm telling you, get ready. You need to put on that spiritual garment.
Yeah.
That's the readiness I'm talking about.
Amen.
Get ready to go to heaven.
Yes.
You ain't going to stay here forever. You see, we think a person will stay here 76, 107, 108, and all that. That ain't nothing to God. Just drop the 2 zeros and you're right back to 1. Huh?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Well, we got folks that don't study the Bible. You got people will not read the word of God for themselves, depending on these preachers. But guess what? That Bible won't help them in the day of judgment. Because it didn't do what it said, and God said, I'm not sending nothing there. When God sunk that Bible and had it written up,
that's
it.
Amen.
You can take it or leave it. You can either read it or not read it.
Yeah.
You can disobey it or you can obey it. We got folks don't want to obey it. Billions. They were showing the day on TV, Brother Wade, all these Catholic preachers, thousands of them.
Yeah.
That deceived the nation and raping the kids and old folks. Huh?
Shame.
And you didn't watch stuff on TV. I didn't know they were going to be like that. Oh, you should have been looking. You should have had your eyes open.
Oh, Jesus.
But you followed the wrong one.
Amen.
You thought that was your Jesus, and you had the wrong one on your mind.
Yeah.
You see, you ain't never heard of Jesus raping nobody. You never heard of Jesus killing nobody.
Nope.
You never heard of that. But you got folks following the wrong one.
Yeah.
Millions are following them, Brother Williams, and leading them right on into hell.
Amen.
Oh, look at the world we're living in today. All the doctors and medicine. They're filling up. People bragging. Well, I go to this church over here, man, they'll give me some help. I go to that church over there, they give me some help. You go just to get the material faith, but what about the spiritual faith? You'll never get it. You'll never get it, Brother William. See, the devil can't offer no spiritual sacrifice to you.
No.
Christ's the only one can do that.
Only one.
The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 1, beginning at verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus. He didn't say the devil, didn't he?
No.
He said in Christ Jesus. But we go up to the devil. And the devil said, oh, I got money for you. Oh, I got a new car for you. Oh, I got new clothes for you. Oh, I got a new house for you.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll run for all of that. And you know what, Brother? We still naked. Because your soul ain't right.
Amen.
Spirit, your soul is naked.
Amen.
Before God. And God's going to be ashamed of you when you stand before him in the judgment.
Yeah.
I'm telling you what I know. I tell you what I heard. The Bible proves itself over and over and over and over again and again and again. I used to love to hear Brother Bradley used to say, falling in love with God over and over again.
Yeah.
Keep your mind on God.
Amen.
Because the devil's standing right there, trying to figure out a way to get you from Christ.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Church.
I'm telling you like it is. You ain't listening to the word. The Bible telling us this. Jesus made a statement, a strong, good statement in John 14, beginning at verse 1. Now, this is how he said this. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. I will come and receive you unto myself. Where I am, ye may be also. Wherever Jesus is, that's where you want to be at.
Amen.
You see, Jesus said, I am. Prophet asked the question, how can we know the way? Jesus said, I am the way. Oh, Lord have mercy. That solves the problem. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man. He said, no man can come to the Father but by me.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord have mercy. We need a bill of lesson on that one, brother.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. We got one way to God, and we don't even want that. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. Look at the people dying.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Brother William, take a look around us. Right here in Morton, Texas, Houston, Texas, all over California and everywhere else. Fires are just burning up houses. People dying.
Amen.
People shoot up one another. Babies getting killed. Babies dying in hot cars and all of this mess going on. God is sitting right on the throne looking at all of us. You won't get it right, I'll let some more happen. Get it right.
Amen.
With the master. Jesus is the master.
Yes.
He is the master of the whole universe. He created the world. And we want to give it to the devil. God gave man the world, gave him help, he gave him earth. And the devil took it from him because he gave it to him.
Amen.
Boy, ain't that sad. God give you a gift. Turn around and give it to the devil. Lord, have mercy. Now, that's showing up as in a bad shape.
Yes.
Oh, look how we looking now. Oh, we got the president all messed up. He messed up, too. Now they got him out. This black woman got his brother William saying he called her a nigger. What are you, the N-word? She said she put on national television.
Mm.
Oh, the devil is working, y'all. We better pay attention to what he's saying. He ain't playing. You think Satan playing with us? He said, I'll get your attention one way or the other on this earth. But thank God that God can see it all.
Yes.
Oh, God don't sleep, y'all. I'm telling you that. I ain't never read in the Bible where God took a nap or went to sleep. I ain't read that in there.
Amen.
The Bible said he took his rest, but it didn't say he took his sleep.
No.
Oh, no, he didn't go to sleep. God's sitting up looking at the devil, just running to and fro. And the devil told God in the book of Job, he's up to and fro through the earth, Lord. He's not running through. What is he telling the Lord? I'm trying to destroy your creation. Oh, that's all he's telling him. He's up trying to destroy man. And man don't see it. Man blind if he don't come out of that darkness. That's what the devil's trying to show you. The devil's telling you, I don't care nothing about what you created. If he did, he wouldn't have tried to destroy it.
Yeah.
Satan don't care. And we run to Satan like, oh, Satan don't give us a whole lot. Satan can't even feel it if God don't give it to us.
Amen.
Look what God had to do to get us a sacrifice. You know, man don't realize that God made the best sacrifice for him at one time in the garden. He didn't have to worry about eating all those animals and things. All he had to do was eat what was on the trees and stuff.
Yeah.
And the only thing that he shouldn't have had to need to mess with is the one in the midst of the garden. And that's the tree he messed with. He didn't mess with all the trees that much. He saw that one, him and the wife, and they go, oh, the deal. We're going to mess with that one. That's what? God said, don't mess with it, by the way, what part they didn't understand.
Amen.
God said, don't do something. What part we don't understand, by the way?
All right.
But God said, don't commit adultery, Brother Parker. What part do you understand?
We understand.
Amen.
We understand. Don't want to do what he says.
Right,
amen. God tells us to get it right. He said, you got to go one day.
Mm-hmm.
You got to either face me one way or the other. I want you to face me in peace and happiness, but you don't want that. So I'm going to take you out and let you go to hell anyway.
Right?
Man.
And we still think we all right. Look at the world now.
Mm-hmm.
Just take a look at your governor. Take a look at your leader, the president of the United States, that ruined the nation worship. He ain't no better than what we had a couple years ago. He ain't no better, Brother William.
Amen.
He ain't doing nothing for us. He ain't bringing you a dollar to get you something to eat. If he ain't feeding himself, he ain't feeding nobody.
All right.
See what I'm saying? But we relied on the president. You better quit relying on the president and rely on God, the one that can save you and serve you, help save you, and help feed you when you need to be fed.
Amen.
That's what you better put on. And hope for the best.
Yeah.
Oh, God, calling people out. Funerals every day. Can't come around without seeing a funeral over here, a funeral over there.
Amen.
Because I'll show you how to do it. Now, we're crying, Brother William. We're crying 24/7 now. Because we don't want to listen to God anymore.
Yeah.
We'll put the book in the closet, as we call it.
Hmm.
We said, no, I ain't going to read it no more. I ain't going to preach it no more.
Yeah.
I ain't going to live it no more.
Yeah.
I ain't going to follow it. I don't care about what they say. I'm going to be a homosexual. I don't care what you say.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a gay or a lesbian or whatever. I'm going to walk around with be a man, and you can't stop me.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. Because, just keep talking. Just let God keep looking to you. God just sitting on that throne, just looking. He said, go down there. He said, his death angel, go down there. Pick out a bunch of them. Go on down there and do what I want you to do. Next thing you know, you're in my sword, bro, I'm getting killed. Now, one of the greatest entertainers of a woman, then you go. Brother William, every day they're showing up. I told the wife, I said, you better get ready to go.
Yeah.
See, we can't waste time.
Amen.
Don't be wasting your time on this world. The Bible tells me in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 7, it says, be content with food and clothes. It is that material thing. God already knows what you need. All you got to do is have you some food and some clothes. God knows the rest of it what you need, and he's going to provide for you. But you won't wait on God. You just jump up. Oh, I can't wait. I just got to get it. I just know I got to have it. You didn't come in with it, did you? Think about that. You didn't come in with it? And you sure ain't taking it with you.
Amen.
I ain't seen a rich man take no money with it.
Nope.
I ain't seen a poor man take nothing but what you put on his body. And that's just what happened. You fade away in the dust, and that soup still in the casket.
Yeah, it
deteriorates. Huh? Mm-hmm. Nice. It
deteriorates
before the soup do. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It'll take but a little while. Oh, well, look where we're in now. We're in trouble now. Then we got our false teachers, Brother Will. Oh, they're just all over the TV land. You can't turn on but one, maybe one station I know on 57.4. That's when Phil Sanders come on Sunday, and he ain't got a 30 minutes. But all these other preachers, oh, Lord, have mercy.
All right.
Oh, they just lying to the people. They got 50, 60,000, 70,000 people following them daily, just robbing the people. Peter said it, make a merchandise of them.
All right.
Just robbing the people. People so ignorant. Well, look at the Bible point of view. It's give, and guess what, brother? They'll give some false preachers all their money and won't complain. And if I go up and say, look here, brother, I need a dollar, and I got to hear the history of it before you give it to me.
All right.
Oh, it's sad, Brother Parker. We in the church is so stingy with God.
Yes.
And none of that money belongs to us.
That's right.
Huh? It don't belong to us. But ooh, when you say, well, hey, brother, look here. We need to do this, do that. Oh, there you go. That's what they talk about my mouth. There you go. Lord have mercy. And God is sitting there looking at that too. God said, oh, you don't want to give. Okay. I'll fix that too. I'll get it one way or the other. God will get it either out of your money from the bills you owe, or he'll get it another way.
All right.
You see, God has a way of getting anything from you. Oh, we got so many people in the state. It's stingy with money. Stingy with themselves, brother. They won't even give themselves to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Example. Okay, a great example. I come in the body for you to brag on me. Oh, you see me in the body, but did I worship God in the spirit?
You don't.
I didn't worship God. Know what I did, Brother William?
Man.
I failed tests.
Yes.
If I failed one test, I failed two. Because I didn't do it God's way.
Amen.
See, when I don't do it God's way, Brother Parker, it won't work. I got to come fully dressed God. I got to come all the way with God, or I don't come at all. You know what, Brother William, let me tell you something. When I was in the world, I did what I had to do. When I came to Christ, I gave it up. I said, no. I said, Lord, I prayed about the things I'd done after I got into Christ. I said, Lord, I don't want to smoke. I don't want to drink. I don't want to do nothing. It's just as if God just moved it like a slow motion. I didn't do it no more.
Amen.
We got people today.
Amen.
I can't quit doing it, and I can't quit doing it. And I'm going to tell you what. What you do, watch what's going to happen. God's going to show you in your faith. That you wish you had quit before I took you out. You are begging for, oh Lord, family. I'll stop, but it's going to be too late.
Yeah.
Smoking is a killer.
Man.
Drugs is a killer.
Yeah.
Alcohol is a killer.
Yeah.
Alcohol is a killer, brother. But we studied, turn it up, smoke it up, dope it up, drink it up, fall up with it, and just keep doing it. Oh, but God's going to say one day, I sent my minister to warn you, and you didn't listen.
All right.
Now, you're going to listen to me now. I'm going to put you on sick bed. We got our entertainers. They love to get that heavy, beautiful wine poured in that beautiful glass. Turn it up all in a bottle the first time. But to keep drinking, the Bible says in Proverbs 23 and verse 29 to 35, and like an atom, it'll sting you.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, it'll get you. You see, we think we're smart, Brother Parker. But that alcohol will break you down. It'll have you down on your knees. Oh, you're going to wish you had obeyed God. Then you turn around and read Isaiah chapter 5, starting at verse 11 through 24. It's just killing folks. They're just taking them like, oh, well, it ain't going to bother me. Killing him all the time. Messing up his liver. Messing up his kidney.
Mm-hmm.
Messing up his heart.
Yeah.
And guess what God said he's going to do? Now, check God out. God said, my spirit is in you, and you drank it on my spirit, and I'm not in you no more. You're already dead.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Spirit leaves.
You are already dead. You smoking to death, you already dead.
Amen.
You just ain't laid down yet, but you are already dead.
Amen.
Huh? You commit adultery, you already dead. You commit fornication, you already dead. You just ain't laid down yet.
All right.
God just having something death angel to lay you down. But when he sent the death angel, you got to lay down.
Amen.
At the end is over. You even say, Lord, have mercy no more. You should have been getting it right.
Yeah.
God sent his preachers, Brother William, to straighten the nations out. Now, what is the nations going to do? After we have preached these lessons to these nations and the world, what are you going to do?
All right.
Not what I'm going to do. Amen. What are you going to do? You either going to obey or you're going to disobey.
Amen.
Oh, look what trouble we in now. We don't think we're in trouble, Brother William. Oh, we just joyful running around here doing our thing, as we call it.
Mm.
Oh, but God said, I'm going to close the door. You see, God's getting ready to come to get the church now.
All right.
Now, listen to what I'm telling you now, ladies and gentlemen all over the land and country. I know some of you are listening, and you hear what I'm saying. God is coming to get the church of Christ. But what church are you coming from?
One church.
He's coming to get that church, and that's the only church you can go back. You better be in it when he comes.
Now,
you better be wearing that name, Christ, when he comes. See, Peter says in Acts 11 chapter and verse number 26, he said, ye are Christians. They were called Christians at Antioch.
In Antioch.
Huh? Now, what are we called today in Morton? Christians.
In the church.
In the church. He's coming back for that. He come back for no other church. You ain't in the church that Jesus built. Close the book. It's over. You die, go to hell, and burn forever.
Amen.
That's the end of the whole life. People don't
get
the truth of me, but they better wake up and smell the flowers while they're still living.
Amen.
Because we are headed the wrong way. Look at the White House. Every day somebody up there clowning. After the food. Now we got this going on. What's tomorrow may bring? Oh, the Lord only knows. We won't get it right. We argue with God. We shake our fists at the God who created man. The devil ain't created nobody. But we don't talk to him like that. Oh, we talk smooth words to the devil and talk rough to God.
Mm.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, it's so sad.
Yes.
Man won't obey.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at the days of Noah. Noah preached 100 years. Nobody obeyed but him and his God. Gosh, no, did you say Noah cried? No. No one on the ark.
Mm-hmm.
It was his time. He stepped on in. God said, I got it from here. He's also going to lift it up. In chapter 7, verse 17, he lifted the ark up above the water, and everybody that didn't get in drowned that day.
Perish.
Perish. That's an antitype of hell.
It went to hell.
God didn't work with. Now, God said, no more water. Fire at the door.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at the world now, Leroy. Look at the world now, Brother Parker.
It's fire. Yes.
Going to hell.
Church is the ark.
Oh, we don't want to hear that no more. Oh, we're going to wish we, a lot of us that's not in the church, we'd be knocking at the door, but bam, 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 let me in. God said, I can't let you in. Because once God lifts the church up, he knock on it now.
You're sealed
and find delivered by our God.
Amen.
Told you to get it right, but you said no. All the churches belong to the Lord. You know, that's a bad saying, Brother William.
Why?
That's the baddest saying that ever been told. Because you saying, now here's what the people saying. All the churches belong to the Lord. They saying it belongs to the devil's church belongs to the Lord. And I know that's a lie.
Amen.
Because Satan church can't get in there.
Amen.
But now we're gonna say all the churches belong to the Lord. The Baptists, that's Satan's church. The Catholics, how come today they were showing all these Catholic priests have raped up everybody, did all this kind of sexual thing, but they didn't show none of that mess about the church of Christ? If we so terrible and so bad, why didn't they show it about us like that? God knows his people.
Amen.
Oh, God knows his people. He said, my people ain't going to be doing all of that because I'm not going to tolerate it. That's why we don't do it. We fear God.
Amen.
We have respect for God. We are God's children. See, God already knows his, according to 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 19. He knows his children just like you know yours, Brother William.
Amen.
You ain't got no business with another man's son. You know what his son when you got one.
Yes.
God knows his son and daughter. He know him. And his son and daughter is supposed to follow their father. Who is that? Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Look at what we are running into now. The devil. Oh, up the nation. I ain't talking about America alone. I'm talking about the nation. Man worshiping everything but the real God. Oh, Lord.
Yes.
And we got the book, Brother William.
The truth.
What more can we get from God? I'm like you, Brother Parker. What in the hell do you want from God?
Yeah.
God to provide everything on planet Earth. He said, I'll give you my word. I promise to save you. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3, and drop down to verse 20, so I'll give you the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
He says also in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 12 through 18, he said, I'll give you the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
He said also in Ephesians chapter 4, beginning at verse 26 through 28, I'll give it to you again. He made it three times, but mention.
Acts
2:3. And I said, he gave me from the door. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And we still don't want it. We don't want it, Brother William.
Well,
we'll give up anything to please the devil, but we won't give up nothing to please God.
Well?
All the devil can come in here dressed up in a fine suit. He can be dressed up in his high heel sneakers. And his half whooped to the side.
Yeah.
And guess what? Everybody now is a pastor or a reverend or this or that or a preacher.
Yeah.
But guess what? None of them ain't right.
Amen.
No? God knows.
Amen.
You see, they claim, but they lose the pain.
Mm-hmm.
Claiming the fame and lose the pain. Oh, look at our movie stars all over the world leaving here, Brother William.
Yeah.
They had the fame, but now they lose the claim. Mm-hmm. Oh, look at them now. Can't do nothing with the world now. God said, I'll straighten it out. And he's doing it. God let it happen just like I see it. I keep telling the wife, I said, just keep living. God, go straighten it out.
All right.
God, go straighten. I said, all you got to do is read this book and see what God's showing us.
Church.
He's showing us, Brother William. Brother Parker, he's showing us.
Yes.
And we won't live. God has opened my eyes so much, Brother William, I'll say tomorrow it'll be 25 to 100,000 killed before we wake up in the morning, if God allow us to wake up.
Amen.
Why? Because the world's still sinning, and it won't quit.
Amen.
And God said, I'll just let you die. Look at California. Just burning up. Just look at it. Now look at the Northeast. Going up that way towards New York, they flood out. They flood out worse than we is, Brother Will.
Hey.
Oh, the flood tired of houses. The governor is talking about, we know we're going to have to spend some money now. Oh, the governor don't want to turn them loose, but they got to spend some money. I mean some big money.
Yes.
We talk about it for the billions, not the millions, the billions, hundreds of billions of dollars.
That's right.
Got to spend it, Brother Parker. The same people home. Some people got home comfortable over that much money, millions of dollars. And yet, and God said, I'll fix it. Oh, God said, when he fixes it, it's fixed, Brother William, one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to do it?
Obey
what
God.
Obey God. That's the only way we can fix it. Mm-hmm. Oh, let God fix it. Oh, then we got one more problem, Brother William. Hypocrisy in the church. We got brothers up there in your face and stabbing you in the back. OJ wasn't lying when they made that record about stabbing you in the back. Oh, they wasn't lying about it. We got false brethren. You know what, brother? Get up in your face. Oh, man, I love you, brother. Get down the street. I can't stand it.
I love the Lord.
I love the Lord. You know if I love the Lord, I love you. And he changed. If he don't love you, he don't love the Lord.
No.
Mm-hmm. soul. We got it messed up. We don't love the Lord.
Amen.
Even our own fleshly brothers, we can't even go home with them either.
It's bad.
It's bad. But you my brother now. We both had the mother, same mother and father. But we can't get along no more.
Mm.
Oh, amen. God. See, God got to say, he got to shake this nation up real, real good till we go to run into us or run in front of more. Oh, God got something for us. Oh, we don't know what he's going to do to Texas next time. I told somebody the other day, I said, you know what, they get right. Next time there may be something, a disaster that we can't get away from.
Yeah.
I said, look at this time. A lot of billions of dollars for their homes now. Still, we're going to try to get all fixed up.
Yeah.
But God's going to send something else into Texas. This time, it ain't going to be no escape. It's going to be a whole lot of death and a whole lot of funerals.
All
right. Keep living. Just keep living.
Amen.
Just keep living in sin. Just keep living in sin. Brethren, we got to get together. We have heard God's message tonight.
Yeah.
Hear what God's saying. You first got to hear me, Acts 15, verse 7. You got to believe what I say.
Amen.
Acts 15, verse
Amen.
7. You got to repent, Acts 3:19.
Mm-hmm.
You got to confess, Acts 8:37. You got to be buried in water. Water baptism will save man's soul by faith.
Amen.
Colossians 2 and verse number 12. God say, I operate to take away the sin from your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Then the Lord said, now I'm going to do you the greatest thing we ever done. He's going to add you to the church. You can't join my church.
Amen.
I can join any church in the world, but I can't
Amen.
Join the Lord. The Lord has to add me to the church, or I'll never be in the church. I can't be joining anything. And I know something about God. Everything God says is spiritual.
It's true.
It's true and it's spiritual.
Amen.
Here's an example. In 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 5, he's an offer of spiritual sacrifice to the Lord.
That's it.
He didn't tell you to go get a piano and an organ and a guitar fiddle and a guitar. He said, offer a spiritual sacrifice with the fruit of your lips. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse number 5.
Amen.
But all we don't want to do it that way. We want to bring in all the instruments. In Hebrews chapter 2, he says it again. Offer up spiritual sacrifice from the lips. But we don't want to do that. Then Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 19, he says, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord.
Yes.
We don't want to do that either. We want to always add something to the Lord's word. Well, guess what? You add to the Lord's word, the Lord's going to add this to you. I'm going to add the pledge to you.
Mm.
Think about that, brethren. Oh, we're in trouble. We're in trouble with God, don't even see it. Oh, if God has time before, if God tells send his death angel, he said, I'm going to send 12 legions of angels. That's in the book. When he sent that brother William, oh, Lord, have mercy. This world going to be on fire
like
never been before. Oh, I don't want to see that kind of fire. I don't even want that fire to touch me because he can't put it out.
Nope.
Amen.
Oh, boy, we got to get it right. We got to preach the word to death. Or
Jesus
come one. One of the two. I don't know what he's going to do. But I do know this. If we don't preach it, we go into hell with the crowd.
Amen.
Yes.
And we best get on board and say, let's break it down. Let's show the folk. Bible going to be preached. I don't care how loud you preach it. Just preach it.
The
Bible says in Isaiah 58, he said, warn Jacob and his people, and preach it loud. In other words, he said, blow that trumpet loud.
Yeah.
Hear the word of God. Look at the world today. Oh, Brother Parker, look at why we have today.
Yeah.
Man.
America's dead. She's dead and don't even know she died.
Amen.
Oh,
Amen.
Lord, have mercy. Brother Parker, I turn it over to you.
Praise the Lord.
Yes. Wonderful, wonderful. Bible told us to preach the word. Preach it in season, out of season. Reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them for the all long suffering and doctrine. And we're in the days now. The time has come that men will not endure sound doctrine, but at their own desire, heap to themselves teachers, having itch in ears, and they shall turn their hearts away from the truth and be turned unto lies. And just think about it. Just look at it all over your television, on your radio, listen to it, and it's nothing but a bunch of lies. It has become a game, Satan's most popular game on the radio, television, whatever. If they hear these men, tell them something good to keep them going to hell. The Bible told us in 2 Timothy 4 to preach the word. He said, be in season, out of season, reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them with all long suffering and doctrine, for the time will come and is here now. Men will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lustful, low down lies, want to heap to themselves teachers, telling them what they want to hear. Amen. Making them feel good. You see, they made Sunday a better feel good day than nightclub nights. Amen.
Yeah.
They'll go up in there and steal half time, you know, and still a little drunken, but they'll go in that church and they'll be screaming, hollering, and giving that money and can on like something crazy. And the world does not care about it. That's why we have the one word, 2 Timothy 4, preach the word. Be instant in season when they like it, out of season when they don't like it. Keep reproving them, rebuking them, exhorting them with all long suffering and doctrine. So the time will come, all those, the time will come that men will not endure sound doctrine. We're in that age now. Amen. Most people don't hear nothing about the word H-E-L-L. Amen. I got a popular sermon I always preaching for years. What in hell do you want? What's down there?
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody wants to say, oh, I want to walk on streets of gold eternally with Jesus Christ and the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. I want to be there. Well, what about walking on some burning streets and fire eternally, burning, weeping, yelling, and just suffering eternally? Amen. Heaven is an eternal last way for us to live eternally. Good is in heaven. But if you don't go to heaven, you go to hell, and you live eternally, weeping, gnashing of teeth, screaming and howling, eternally burning, eternally in hell. You know, people care less about that now. Amen? Especially in a nation where you can make some pretty good money, pretty good life, eat pretty good and everything. That's all that people want. Amen? Go buy a car. Amen? And just think that their head jumps so much time until they've lost their mind. Thinking that, I'm living just wonderfully. I'm living. How long are we going to see you? Amen. Aretha Franklin made plenty of money, but she's in bad health now, just like many other people have done on this earth. Amen.
Yeah.
Read your Bible. Wow. The kings and queens and everything in the Bible had to pass. And most of the books that you read and study had to leave. Jesus came. He didn't live for 30-some years. Amen. And he went back to heaven to try to bring everybody that followed his basic instruction that he left here on the earth, the Bible, which is the basic instruction before leaving earth. He led them there and died, and they hung on a cross, and he went back to heaven where he came from. And he set that example for us as Christians in the Bible to go back to heaven. And amen, you just can't get in any church either. Amen. Our headquarters is in the Bible, and most of them, all of these hundreds of churches on planet Earth, their headquarters is on planet Earth. Amen. Ours is in planet
Earth.
Jesus came down here and lived to be 30-some years old, died, was hanged on the cross and everything, but he went back to heaven, and he left the basic instructions in the Bible for us to live right and go to heaven and be blessed accordingly while on earth. If you live a Christian life, you will be blessed, and you'll know that you're doing the right thing, amen, and continue to do it. And when you leave this earth, you go to heaven to live everlastingly in heaven, amen. There's no such thing. Teach that you can go halfway to heaven and halfway to hell. No, you're not going halfway to heaven and halfway to hell. You're going to go to hell or heaven. That's the only thing the Bible teaches us. You don't have but one of two places to go. Go to heaven or go to hell. Amen. And that's all we got. And you can look at people today. You can see people, and I'm sure plenty of them, when they died, they knew they were going to hell. Plenty of people that live like aliens here on earth. They didn't care nothing about no heaven. They might listen and hear a lie from some of these so-called preachers. Not the Bible told us to preach the what? Second them before? Preach the word. Preach it in season when they like it, out of season when they don't like it. We keep reproving them, rebuking them, exhorting them. With all on suffering and doctrine, we're in that age right now. People just don't care nothing about church too much. Even in the Church of Christ, the only church in the Bible, we got a lot of weak members now. Only because we live in one of the greatest nations on planet Earth right now. And, you know, money and foolishness, it takes people's heart off of God. Amen? If I can eat steaks every day or whatever I feel like eating it and be able to spend some money to get these new cars and houses and everything, hey, what do I got to do with it? I'm working. Amen? But we forgot about the Bible. We've got to follow the basic instructions of the Bible. We will be blessed beyond all persons on planet Earth that are not a member of the only church that's in the Bible. Amen? We got a lot of people that's in that church that's in the Bible, living like aliens and everything else, you know. We just got to know what the deal is. I went to a young man's funeral about 2 or 3 weeks ago, about 4 weeks ago, and he was a young man. I knew him. He wasn't faithful in the church or nothing. He was out there in some other different kind of sins and things. Amen.
Yeah.
We don't know where we're going. And you know, if we don't live like Christ tell us to live, we will die and go to hell. And he gives us an opportunity to repent. Amen. Amen. Some people say, well, why the preacher got up and made a confession? Well, the Bible says if you're saying, you got to get right. Amen.
Amen.
I got the elders talked to me. I think I told you about this once before. The elders talked to me at one church. Well, I'm not perfect. I'm not Jesus. Amen. I'm just a minister. And the Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 4, do what? Preach the word.
In season,
out of season, reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come that men will not endure sound doctrine. Amen.
Bless
you for the preachers. Preachers go out to keep themselves in line with the Word of God. You got preachers up in these worldly and some in the churches of Christ. They're up in there and they're homemongering like a dog. Up in the churches.
Amen.
I already know this. I've known this. I've been preaching since I was 8 years old, and I heard a whole lot of that foolishness going on and saw it as I went to the national lectureships and state lectureships and everything. It's just ridiculous. I mean, they you know, why? That's cold-blooded. No good. Amen. I remember going to some of our national lectureships and state lectureships, city lectureships, and the guys come from everywhere. The so-called preachers and stuff come from everywhere. Come around there, and all they want to do is come get with the fornicators. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Now,
I remember one state, I don't know if they're still there now, but where the national lectureships went to some places, the prostitutes would be there for the preachers. We preach the word of God. We got to set the example. Amen. That's why we know that everybody in the one true church ain't going to heaven. Amen.
Amen.
They can tell people lies and tell them they go to a church that's not in the Bible and tell them all they got to do it, and they're just so happy because they're doing all the sins and wickedness that they want to do, and they say they're going to heaven, and they sit up and tell them, you're going to heaven, they're going to. And most of these so-called worldly churches tell everybody that's in the congregation they're going to heaven. Amen. They don't want to talk about hell. Amen. And those that are members of the Church of Christ, if you're a member of the Church of Christ and you're listening tonight, go and ask a request for a sermon. What in hell do you want? Amen. That's a regular sermon. You know, I mean, I'm not talking about every Sunday, but I'm saying you should teach it regularly as a member of the Church of Christ and minister of the Church of Christ. You need to be teaching that sermon pretty regularly.
Amen.
Amen. Let them know you're not in here to go to hell. You're in the one true church that's in the Bible, the Church of Christ, the only church in the Bible. And it instructed you how not to go to hell. Amen. I preached it years ago and still preach it. You know, if that's your desire to go to hell, see you. Don't want to be you. Amen. If that's what you want to do, but I'm going to tell you why you're in the Church of Christ. It's the only church in the Bible, and the basic instruction to go to heaven is in that church, amen, the only way you can account it, amen, and get there.
All right.
And we got a lot of preachers even messing up now. Yeah, they just tell some feel-good preaching, amen. Paul said, preaching in season, out of season, reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them with all long suffering and doctrine. Why, Paul? For the time will come that men will not endure a sound doctrine. Don't want to hear it no more. You got churches that preach it. I've had conferences at running gospel meetings and preach at certain churches. Amen. The elders, the lead brothers, they called me back there and said, well, you didn't have to say that. Amen. I had a very powerful sermon. I used to preach all the time. I've said this about 1,000 times on this program, but at the same time, preachers listening, what in hell do you want? Amen. That's a powerful sermon. Amen. You got too many people coming to the Church of Christ and members been baptized and everything else, but still living like aliens up church. Amen. I've done several funerals of dope dealers and dope users and prostitutes. Amen. That's all they did. How are you going to keep the church straight? Preach the word. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Paul told us to preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come, and here now, that men will not endure sound doctrine. Amen. You can go to a church, you with elders and deacons in it. You can go to a church like that and preach, and they may meet with you after you finish your sermon that day. I've had that happen several times in preaching. The elders and deacons call me back in the back. But you didn't have to preach. I had a sermon that I preached regularly. What in hell do you want? And I had several churches. They called me back then after church, after preach, and said, well, you don't have to bring that sermon out there. Amen. One lady caught me at the back door when I was shaking hands. Just went off on me, talking about here. You don't need to be preaching that. Well, why are you here? Amen. What is the only church in the Bible? The only church is the only church you could be in and not go to hell if you do right. Amen?
Amen.
Church of Christ, people, listen hard. You must do right to go to heaven.
Amen.
And the question is, what is it in hell that you want? You see, we can understand heaven because when we read about heaven, we walk on streets of gold eternally. Amen. Live the most wonderful life you could have ever lived anywhere. Eternally. Amen. But then in the Bible, it tells you, if you don't want to do right, you're going to go to hell. Amen. And you're going to burn up. But you're not going to die. You're going to burn up eternally.
Yeah,
constantly in hell. Hell is an eternal state of being for people that don't live right, don't do right, and don't obey the gospel of Christ. Hell is an eternal life, burning and walking on foot fire and everything. Ooh-wee. Now look, hey, but one, two places we can go after we die, heaven or hell. Now which one do you want to go? Amen. And there's no need to go into a church that's not in the Bible. It's not the one church in the Bible. Amen. Christ, the Son of God, came down here and he instructed us on what to do. And he was crucified for it. Amen. Now, if you want to go to heaven, you got to be in the one true church in the Bible. That church is the church of Christ. Amen. And we need to know we got to live right and do right. Now, if you want to go to hell, just walk out the church and go on and go to hell. Amen.
That's it.
We've had a lot of people in this age that we're in now. A lot of these, they were younger and older ones, just got them some dope and went to hell. Amen.
Yep.
Got them some alcohol. Went to hell. Amen. That's what they want. They desire to go to hell. Amen. They preach the sermon, brother, and tell other preachers in the Church of Christ to preach the sermon. What in hell do you want? What's down there? Got to be something good because people sure love to go to hell. Look at the television every day and they see all the killers, murders, thieving, and gang on television. It's pathetic. What is it so good in hell that people want to do those kind of things and go to hell? Amen. They are more faithful to sin than they are faithful to the church. Amen. More people out here are more faithful to sin than there are more people put in serving Christ Jesus. Amen.
And that's where we are now.
Just come up being like that. Amen. Even the young men and young women, they join gangs that do nothing but hell and wickedness and everything else. And they'd rather join it and become a part of that kind of little clique or group of people that do all kind of wickedness. Amen. We need to know why is it so hard for people to obey the gospel of Christ, amen, and become a member of the only church in the Bible. Have you heard the word, Acts 15:7? Do you believe it? Hebrews 11:6, are you willing to repent of your sins? Luke 13:3, confess Christ to be the Son of God, Matthew 10:32, and then be buried in the water of grave of baptism for the remission of all your past sins. Rise up from a new creation in Christ Jesus. And then you just walk in the footsteps of Jesus to the day you die. You live the most blessed life you could have ever lived on planet Earth. Amen. And then ascend into heaven on judgment day. Amen. Because we all got to leave here. And we're going to go somewhere when we leave here. You're either going to go to hell and burn all eternal, all eternity. You'll be burning with the national feet in hell. Or if you live and follow the basic instructions in the Bible about the one true church that's in the Bible and live the life that you do, you go and walk on streets of gold eternally in Christ Jesus. We need to know that. And we need to keep preaching that because people could care less about a heaven or a hell now. They just want to get the money and live big time and have as much fornication that they want to have and everything else that they want to do here on earth, smoke as much dope as they can smoke, drink as much alcohol as they can drink, and all that foolishness. That's all they care about. Party, 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 party. Amen.
Amen.
We've got to keep preaching the gospel. Got to be, and at the congregation, preach that doctrine of Christ. Amen.
I've
said this maybe 1,000 times on the program. One of the most popular sermons I ever preached, and I liked it too because I heard another preacher at a lectureship preaching. What in hell do you want? Amen.
Yeah.
And people got to have a desire to want something in hell. It's got to be something. We've got to keep preaching the doctrine of Christ in the church of Christ.
And they're going to get it too when they go.
Amen. Amen. Because I know several youngsters and some middle-aged people who were on that dope bad, and they got off of it. And then I started counseling them. I was preaching in Third Ward in Houston, Texas, and preaching there, and it was bad. You know, Third Ward was one of the leading cities in the United States, selling and making more dope than almost all other cities, just about. And that stuff was taking them out. And I just glad I brought it out. Even the elders at the church, they were happy that I did. And I counsel many young people, and older ones too. Amen? Got them in rehab centers. Amen? And that's what you got to try to do. Amen? One of them, I think he had a funeral about a month or so ago, had his funeral, but he had gotten off the dope. Amen. He was selling it and taking it too. Amen. We need to know the Bible commanded us as ministers of Christ, 2 Timothy 4, preach the word. Preach in season, out of season, reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them, all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come that men will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust, each of themselves, teachers have an itch in their ears, and they shall turn their hearts away from the truth and be turned unto fable. You know, there are churches now, they don't want certain preachers to come preach in our congregation. Amen? I started preaching when I was 8 years old. I never thought I'd say that, but it's there. Amen?
It's there. Yeah, it's there.
I had a group of elders at a church told me I couldn't come back if I'm going to preach that sermon I used to preach a lot. What in hell do you want? Amen. Try it, brethren. You, if you're listening and you're listening to us tonight, try it. If you're a preacher, try it in a church where you are. What in hell do you want? I learned that at one of the national lectureships. One of the preachers got up there and preached that sermon, and I started preaching that sermon regularly, not at the same church all the time, but wherever I would go and preach. Amen? It's got to be something down there in hell that people want. Amen?
Got to be. Well, I tell you what, they're
going to
get it.
They're going to
get it.
They're going to
get it. If they go that way.
Amen. With an extra reward. Burning everlastingly. So we've got to know that the gospel of Christ is in the Bible. The Bible is the book of all books. Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but now what? Word shall stand forever. No human being on planet Earth is going to destroy the Bible. Amen? And we got to preach it. And, you know, when you preach it and you live it, God blesses you. Amen? Because there are some special blessings when we keep preaching the doctrine of Christ. But, you know, there's only one church in the Bible, and that's the Church of Christ. Amen? And now we got some demon brothers and sisters in the church. Amen? And especially if you got a leadership of elders and deacons. Amen? I've been to several churches in my history of preaching, and some of them you don't need to preach that no more. You don't need to say that no more, and all that kind of foolishness. You can't do it. If it's in the Bible, 2 Timothy 4, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, rebuke them, exhort them with all long suffering and doctrine. For we're in the stage right now, the time has come that men will not endure sound doctrine. Amen. They're doing some of the same stuff the world and the churches are doing. Amen. They've gotten interested in the amount of money that the people are giving and what all they can do with that money. Amen. And they're watching the money. And they want you to talk and tell people what they want to hear so they can keep giving that money. No, that's not what it is. If a church was built upon a strong gospel and keep it going, it's going to get bigger and bigger. There are a lot of large-sized churches of Christ because they stick with the book. But I remember as I was growing up and preaching the book, but then some went there, they got a little degree in college or somewhere off the line or something like that. They go in there and they start telling people what they want to hear, and they can get raises and everything else. No, that's got to be kicked out of the churches of Christ. We go in and preach the doctrine of Christ. 2 Timothy 4, what did Paul say? Preach the word. Be instant in season when they lack it, out of season when they don't lack it. Keep reproving them, rebuking them, exhorting them with all long suffering and doctrine, because the time has come that men will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust, by you, and hire somebody that's going to tell them what they want to hear. Amen. That disease is nation and worldwide right now. That's with all those big churches that Satan built, and they all those big different names of churches and everything. All you see those guys on television or hear them on the radio is telling the people what they want to hear, making them feel good. And many of them, that's the whole pulpit, nothing but adulterers, fornicators, and everything else up in the pulpit. Amen. We've got to understand what the true gospel is. What Christ came down here and died for, to save human beings from hell, is the church of Christ. And mess that should never be in the church of Christ. Amen. That's why we got to preach the word and keep telling the word of God to the people. Amen. Too many of our churches of Christ have gotten weak now. Amen. They got some men in there, some leading brothers in there. And they'll tell you how to preach and what to say. Amen. Mm. I didn't go back anymore to certain churches that I used to preach the sermon. What? And then they meet me after church on that Sunday. You don't need to preach that. Because some of the weak members tell them, we didn't come out and hear that. What in the hell? Well, why are you there? Must be something in here you want. If you don't want me to see, the Church of Christ is the only church in the Bible. And it's the only church that you must become a member of to stay out of hell. So that's one of the best sermons you can give. What in hell do you want? Amen. And when you say that, people get to complaining, even if you got deacons and elders and everything, get to complaining to you. You don't need to preach that and everything. Well, they need to sit there rump on a stump somewhere. Get out of that position. You shouldn't be an elder, a deacon, or no kind of leader up in the church where you can't let hell be preached in the Church of Christ. Because that's the only church on planet Earth. If you do right, you can go to heaven. Amen. So we've got to keep preaching the word of God. Forget about what all these other people are doing now. But Paul said, in Romans 1, thinking themselves to become wise, they became fools. And that's what America has done now, becoming a foolish nation. And they're allowing you to think that even our supreme authorities, a bunch of fools up there, the ones that said and voted for a man can marry a man and a woman can marry a woman. Amen. And you look around, look at your neighborhood now. Look at television now. You don't see it being dealt with like it used to be before they got that right to man marry man and a woman. I know when I was got counted down there in Galveston County, man, the newspaper got being filled with nothing but people catching that AIDS and dying, funerals, and it's been toned down a lot. You don't see people provocatively dealing with it. It's pathetic. Amen. We've got to keep preaching the word. Now, Paul commanded us through the word of God. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Keep reproving them, rebuking them, exhorting them with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come that men will not endure sound doctrine. We're in that age right now. You don't hear no sound doctrine. Amen. And we've got to keep teaching and preaching the word of God. Amen. And stick with the book. Only one church is on planet Earth. And that church name is the Church of Christ. Amen. No mechanical instruments of music and foolishness should be tolerated in the church whose name is the Church of Christ. Amen. We have to even go sometime and straighten them out. I preach gospel meetings and stuff, and go into other churches to help them with the mess that's got going on in the church. They're trying to tear the church down. We've got to do as Christ told us to do. Preach the word. Preach it when it's seasonable and when it's unseasonable. Amen. Rebuke them. Rebuke them. Exhort them with all long suffering doctrine. We're in the same now. Time has come that men will not endure sound doctrine. And they'll fire you. And have somebody going to tell them what they want to hear. Amen. And we're in a terrible age in this country now. You know, if you look at the television and see all those people listening to the radio and hear all those guys telling people what they want to hear and everything like that, that's all they want to hear. Amen. And they get tired of hearing the gospel. Amen. So men do not want to endure sound doctrine, 2 Timothy 4. They're not enduring sound. We've got to keep preaching the doctrine of Christ. Amen.
Yeah.
And you'll see the difference in your life. Amen. And those who listen and do as God said do, they'll see the difference in their life. Because a lot of members get weakened when some of these smooth-talking preachers in it for the money. And some of them for the money. And everything else. We've got to preach that doctrine and speak with the word of God. We're in a bad situation now as a so-called great nation. Amen. So we've got to keep preaching. Amen. Amen. So if you're not a member of the church, you become a member of the Church of Christ by hearing the word, Acts 15 and 7, believing it, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, repenting of your sins, Luke chapter 13 and verse 3, confessing Christ to be the Son of God, Matthew chapter 10 and verse 32, and then being baptism for the cleansing of all your past sins, Acts 2, 37 and 38. That'll make you member of the only church that's in the Bible. And you follow the basic instruction thereof. You live the most wonderful life you could ever live on earth and a glorious life eternally in heaven. If there's someone that needs to obey the gospel, go to the Church of Christ nearest you and obey the gospel of Christ. And if you're here and you've been living wrong, repent, confess, stop doing wrong. Confess your faults one toward another and pray ye one for another that all of your sins may be forgiven. If we have such on the radio, get it right today. Amen. We beg you in Jesus' name. We preach these sermons. Please do what God has told you to do. And you live the greatest life you ever could live on planet Earth and the most miraculous life in heaven eternally. Amen. Amen. Dominion unto God and to the words of his grace, which are able to keep you, build you up, give you an inheritance among those that are sanctified. May God bless you. So we, Brother Johnson, anybody has anything to say? Close us
out.
Preach
the word. That's it.
Amen. Amen. Give us a prayer. Sir?
Close us out. Call him out.
Yes, sir. Father God, we come humbly bow before that throne of grace. Thank you, kind Father, for another wonderful day that you've granted unto us. Not that we've been so good, but your grace and your mercy through your Son Jesus has made this day possible unto us. Father, bless us. Forgive us of any sins, things that we've done wrong, Father. And keep us, Father, that we continue to preach the doctrine of Christ, Father. Just tell folk what they're supposed to hear. You told us in your Bible. You left it with us. Preach the word. The instant in season, out of season. Reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them with all long suffering and doctrine. We're in this age now. The time has come that men will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust. Keep to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn their hearts away from the truth and be turned unto fables. We're in that generation here now, and we can see it here in the United States, where we see Satan got all kinds of so-called churches and teaching all for the monies and the honeys and whatever else they want to do other than to save souls. Amen. Satan is cold-blooded. Help us to stick with the word of God, because there's a big difference in preaching the doctrine of Christ than preaching what people want to hear. Amen. Be with us, Father. Help us, Lord. We beg this prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us all say amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Good night, brethren.
Good night.
God bless us.
Amen. Good night,
brother.
Oh.